You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Follow the Rules. Once upon a time, there was a young family with both children in elementary school. Due to their busy work schedules, the parents were unable to take their children out for short trips. However, as the children had been begging about going to the beach, the parents finally decided to take them out there. The night before, the dad gathered everyone in the living room and announced, "Seeing as you both have been very well behaved, Mom and I have decided to take you to the beach. But before we leave tomorrow, we need to have a quick meeting, so you both can keep a few things in mind." Slightly frustrated, the son Daniel began yelling, "Dad, why? I thought we were going to the beach for fun. Why do you always have to set rules on us? This is pointless. We just want to have fun and play around." The daughter, Rosie, also shouted, "Yeah, Dad, stop being so serious. We are finally going on holiday. Why can't we just enjoy ourselves?" Listening to his children, the dad was extremely disappointed, and the meeting ended abruptly, leaving everyone gloomy for the remainder of the evening. The next day, as the family arrived at the beach, they were drawn to the beautiful sights of the golden sand and the calmness of the deep blue sea. Many people were in the water, splashing each other and letting the waves wash over them. Others were building sand castles or surfing. Seeing how much fun everyone was having, Daniel was eager to get into the water. He began opening the bags they had brought with them. After searching for a while, he could not find his swimsuit. Frustrated, he complained to his dad and said, "Where is my swimsuit?" His dad shrugged and replied, "I don't know." Daniel whined, "Why didn't you remind us to bring our swimsuits? Going to the beach is pointless if we can't swim." His dad said, "Son, last night I gathered you all to discuss what we needed to prepare and bring for our trip. But you didn't want to listen, thinking that it would mean more responsibility and rules for you. So in the end, of course, no one remembered to pack swimsuits." Listening on, the mom added, "This is what happens when you don't listen to your dad and I. In the end, you are the ones that suffer the consequences." As the children could not see the importance behind following rules and obeying their parents, the family had a disappointing time at the beach. As a result, they ended their trip early and returned home. Soon after returning home, it was almost dinner time. Daniel and Rosie came to the dining table. However, to their surprise, nothing was prepared. They asked, "Mom, where is our dinner?" Their mother replied, "There is no rule that says I have to cook every meal for you. You can both find a way to feed yourselves." At that moment, Daniel and Rosie finally realized why their parents had always set rules for the family. This story highlights that many of us do not like rules, as we feel constrained by them. There is a Chinese saying, "Without following rules, not even a square or a circle is possible." This means that there needs to be a set of rules or standards, Otherwise, we cannot make a square or circle. In this world, we exist and live in a society surrounded by people. Whether it be in public spaces, workplaces, or even social gatherings. We need certain conventional rules in order for everyone to work and live together cohesively. Working in an orderly manner requires delegation and cooperation in order to achieve common goals. However, young people today strive to be innovative and different, quite often calling out for freedom without rules. They perceive these rules as confinement, thinking it dictates the way they should live and work. In reality, if our freedom is aimless and without boundaries, it can be very dangerous, just like driving a car without brakes. As you enjoy the feeling of the speeding car, at the same time, disaster could strike any moment when we lose control of our vehicle. Therefore, there needs to be rules for everyone to follow within society, our homes and in life, so that we can live in harmony and happiness. In Buddhism, we are encouraged to observe the five precepts, which are to refrain from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, and intoxicants. Many people think that by upholding these five precepts, it is like imposing restrictions on themselves. However, the purpose of these precepts is to help guard our actions so that we do not cause harm to others and ourselves. As a result, we can enjoy true freedom from the joys of living in peace and harmony with one another. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, precepts are the jewels that adorn body and mind. Precepts are light breaking through the darkness. Precepts are the rain after a drought. Precepts are a moated castle holding off the enemy. This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to us and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.